Once again on KHCBA, we pause for just a few moments to let you know about a ministry that has Israel as its focus. It's called Friends of Israel. It's been around a long time since, I believe, 1938. Is that
That's right, Bruce. Okay.
It's the voice of Paul Scharf. Paul is a church ministry's representative for Friends of Israel. And this ministry, well, I guess we should go over the history once again, beginning back right around World War II. Is that right?
Well, before World War II, Bruce, and the launch of the Holocaust, Kristallnacht, which you and I had talked about in the past, 85 years ago, last fall it was, that that horrible series of events began in Germany and elsewhere in Eastern Europe, and the Jewish people were threatened, and some brave Christian leaders here in America rose up to found a brand new concept at that time called the Friends of Israel, and what a blessing it's been.
Amen. And it's been ongoing since and still is very active and reaching out now. Fast forward to, well, I guess, the fall of 2023, and, of course, our interview now in 2024. Israel, again, is in the news, and this attack is actually on Israel itself and the people of Israel. What's going on? What is Friends of Israel doing in Israel after the October 7th terrible situation took place?
Well, Bruce, there's all kinds of humanitarian efforts ongoing in Israel, and we always undertake those with the ultimate goal, of course, of bringing not just humanitarian aid, but spiritual aid, the gospel of their Messiah, and pointing the Jewish people back to the scriptures that they themselves gave the whole world and the Messiah that, humanly speaking, they brought into the world, and we know as Jesus Christ.
And that message is still applicable today. A lot of people are asking, okay, we see all these events taking place. The Lord's return must be just around the corner. What about the prophecy? What's going on? In fact, I think you have some messages that you've taken to churches. What's going on in Israel and what's ahead for them?
That's right, Bruce. This has fascinated me to think about what's ahead for Israel. And I put a message together by that title, Signs Intensifying. Remember, Jesus told us we need to discern the signs of the times. We need to be people of wisdom who have understanding of the times. And so it's been my challenge to think about what is ahead for Israel that we know for certain, biblically, in the prophetic future. How does what we're seeing now prepare us for what's ahead that we know is coming? I'm not predicting anything other than what the Bible predicts by inspired prophecy. You said, how close are we getting? Of course, Bruce, you know and I know that we can't set a date, but we do see the stage being set for the unfolding of prophetic fulfillment that we know is sure to take place in the future. So the question is, how does what we're seeing now prepare for those future events? How is God readying the world for future prophetic fulfillment? So I put a message together by that very title, Signs Intensifying, What's Ahead for Israel? And people can find it on my page on sermonaudio.com/PSCHARF. And I've been taking it to churches around the country since the end of the year. This has been my focus, kind of a singular focus, to tell people, to warn people, in if that be their need, what's ahead. If we needed one, this is sort of like perhaps the last wake-up call. We never know how many more we're going to get. And it's like the Lord telling us, time to get pretty serious about things that are happening in the world.
SermonAudio.com is the website, /P. Scharf, Paul Scharf, P-S-C-H-A-R-F, if you want to hear that message. The website for the ministry, Friends of Israel, is just the first letters of each of those words, foi.org, foi.org, and you can even go a /news and find out exactly what they are doing in Israel. And the ongoing efforts, not only relief, but ministering to their hearts, their souls, their minds, as well as their bodies, is still taking place. You You know, these are exciting days. We have Easter or Resurrection Sunday coming up soon. Right. And then a month later, or almost a month later, we have the Jewish Feast of Passover. And interesting how those dates always seem to get close together.
It is, Bruce. And it's different a little bit this year than some years.
Good point.
Because the calendar puts the beginning of Passover, as you said, April 22nd. A ways after we are done with our Resurrection Sunday celebration. But really, that just stretches out the opportunity. We are going to have people, not only myself, but others, my colleagues and friends of Israel, be out across the country doing Passover Seder demonstrations and presentations, really already now through our Easter season and then through the actual Passover time and beyond. And that's a wonderful opportunity to explain to people how the Passover is so vitally important through the whole Bible. I'm not just talking about what we call the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, but our New Testament. We can't even begin to understand it if we don't know what Passover is all about. Yeah. And so we can, you know, explain these things in great detail to people and show the rich heritage we've received from our Jewish friends who've given us this history.
Yeah, the last week of his earthly ministry, he observed the Passover himself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm committed to the idea that the Lord's Supper, that meal in the upper room, was certainly a Passover Seder. And we can't understand what was really happening there without some more detail of how the Jewish people would have observe that ceremony in Jesus' day.
Yeah, going all the way back to the book of Exodus, you know,
right.
who would have thought, but it has survived the centuries, the millennial, and we just are millennia, and we thank the Lord for that wonderful illustration of Jesus Christ being the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, so much
yes.
like the Lamb passed over the Israelites who put it on their post with the angel of death. Paul Scharf joins me today, friendsofisrael.org, friendsofisrael.org. You have a magazine that the ministry offers called Israel My Glory.
That's right. It's available for a free subscription. If people will go to our website, they can sign up to receive 1 year free of either a print or digital, Bruce, and they can find lots more information and be kept on the news and what's going on in our ministry and many great articles in Israel My Glory.
All right, FOI, Friends of Israel, FOI.org. And we just mentioned Passover. You go around observing that with a number of churches, but you also have opportunities to share not only about Friends of Israel, but also the issue of what's going to take place for Israel. In fact, I think you, if the ministry hosts, what do you call it, Prophecy Up Close or a Prophecy Conference?
That's right. Bruce, I mentioned what I'm personally involved in as we're thinking about what's ahead for Israel and going and preaching and teaching and have the opportunity to do prophecy conferences as God allows for those and being in churches and speaking. But one thing we do through the Friends of Israel in an organized fashion ministry-wide here in North America is to present Prophecy Up Close. It's a Saturday conference, 9 to 3, whatever time zone we're in locally, 9 to 3. It's always kind of the same format. We have editions of these all around the country. Prophecy Up Close. People can find the details at foi.org/prophecy. And this is a little different than what I do on Sundays in churches. The theme is directed by the Friends of Israel, and we have a sort of a unified program with this. And for this spring and fall of 2024, the theme for our Prophecy Up Close events is called Israel's Resilience, the Struggle to Survive. And this is obviously chosen in light of the times in which we're living. Israel's Resilience, the Struggle to Survive. I'll be speaking at one next month in Michigan on April 20th. If any of our listeners are able to get to Michigan on April 20th in Lapeer, Michigan, and we'd love to see them there. But I know that many of our listeners are out of range, certainly for that event. But what I would say, Bruce, is we would love to have more of these. And so if pastors or anyone is listening who is part of a church or even perhaps something like a Christian school where they have an organization and a facility that where they think this might be a possibility that they could host such an event in the future. And it might not be in 2024, but we would love to connect with them. We'd love to expand. We'd love to have Prophecy Up Close events in Texas. And certainly that should be possible with the venues that are available and the people that would be, I think, interested. We'd really love to do that. So I'll plant a seed with people listening and see if that bears any fruit in them. They can contact me or the Friends of Israel if they're interested in sharing about that.
All right, FOI.org. That could be Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana,
yes,
or even in Florida.
Anyone listening, absolutely.
And of course, if you're listening online, we don't know from where you're listening, but we've had friends from Mississippi, Virginia. The beauty is if you get an invitation, you will do your best to make it happen.
That's for sure, Bruce. I'll do my very best, or we'll pass it along and get them an answer as we can.
Right,
for sure.
If you can't do it, I know you have other staff that
that's
are a part
right.
of Friends of Israel that do it. So that's the ministry, and they are seeking to encourage people. I know your theme verse is Romans 1, verse 16, I believe.
Well, that's one of my life verses,
okay.
That the gospel, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Jesus Christ is my Savior, He is the Savior of the world, and He's given us a message that goes still to this day, Bruce, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And it reveals the righteousness of God available freely to everyone who will simply believe that He, the Savior, died in their place for their sins. He was buried and rose again so we could have forgiveness of sin and eternal life in heaven with Him if we trust in Christ alone, by faith alone.
Romans 1:16, verse 17, because the righteous have to do by faith. And that's how we obtain salvation, receive
right.
it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul Scharf joining us today at KHCBA. He's squeezing us in a variety of meetings that he has. And if you'd like to contact him, he has two ways, through FOI.org. That's friendsofisrael.org. He's the church ministries rep for this region. And then also you can contact him, sermonaudio.com/P Scharf. He has kind of his own web page there, sermonaudio.com, P Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F, and gives you details about some of the messages he has there, as well as some of the events. He has sermons, series, notices, even a blog, even a newsletter. Is that right? Do you get a personal newsletter?
That's right. We have an email, Bruce, that goes out roughly on a weekly basis, once in a while more often, once in a while less often. But we send that over more than 1,000 people now. We have an expert who helps us get that ready and send it out. And we'd love to send it to anyone. And they can certainly go to my page there on sermonaudio.com/P Scharf, and they'll find directions immediately. And they can sign up and be part of that. We'd love to add them.
All right. No cost or obligation.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
All right. For more details, and they can just click on the About section on that is sermonaudio.com/P Scharf and get some details. Well, always a joy to catch up with you, Paul. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, and Godspeed as you continue to serve, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you, Bruce. It's always so great to be here with you at KHCB.
Well, Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you, and most of all, give you peace. This is Christian Radio, keeping Him close by.